He fired up the vehicle's engine and wrenched away from the veranda, heedless of rules, of safety, of everything but the overriding need to reach Obi-Wan. He's not dead, he thought. He can't be. I'd know if he was dead. Scant minutes had passed since the first explosion, and now the city of Coruscant was reacting. The sky was full of halted and halting traffic, strident with the sound of sirens screaming. Emergency vehicles converged on the blast locations from every direction. Air ambulances and security and traffic control and disaster crews. He could see debris scattered and floating, the remains of ruined maxi buses and airspeeders and alike, their repulsor lift units still working. The air was hazed and stinking with smoke, and almost lost within the racket of the sirens, desperate, pain-filled cries of the people injured in this cowardly attack. Anakin closed his ears and heart to them, narrowed his focus until he could hear only one voice, feel only one jagged, thrumming presence in the Force. Hang on, Obi-Wan. Don't let go. Don't you dare. It was the race to find and save his mother all over again. He could feel Obi-Wan's pain, his semi-conscious confusion, his fear. It shouted through the Force at him, scraping his nerves raw, waking his own fears, his own terror of loss. It summoned him like a beacon, like a bonfire in the night. An emergency services shuttle dropped out of the sky beside him.
All Coruscant traffic is in emergency lockdown,
a metallic voice blared.
You are ordered to power down your airspeeder. Repeat, power down your airspeeder or face arrest.
Incredulous, Anakin stared at the pilot. What? Okay, it was possible there was a problem with his shuttle's transponder, but was this guy blind? Couldn't he see he was shouting at a Jedi?
This is your final warning. Power down your airspeeder.
No, apparently not. One hand on the controls, not lessening his speed, he unclipped his lightsaber, flicked it into life, and brandished it over his head.
Transponder signal confirmed. Apologies, Master Jedi.
Yeah, no problem, he thought. See you later, poo-doo. On a deep breath, heart pounding, Anakin plunged his airspeeder nose first toward the distant ground. Obi-Wan's presence was weakening, fading. The outline of his spirit was starting to blur. No, no. I will not let this happen. Oblivious to the organized mayhem surrounding him, the destruction, the teeming emergency responders and their blaring horns and amplified voices, he flew like a blaster bolt to Obi-Wan. The stinking smoke was really bad now, thick and choking. It was harder to see, but he didn't need eyes. He had the Force. It guided him lower, prompted him to slow down, slow down, slow down again. To nudge his way left, more left, just a little more left. There. An open rooftop, uncluttered. A few garden boxes, a fountain. Some kind of office retreat. Low benches, shade cloths, a single shuttle pad. And there, a broken city bike. Beside it, a broken Jedi. Obi-Wan, a city bike? What were you thinking? Anakin dropped his airspeeder to the rooftop as though it were a brick. Force leapt from the driver's seat to land kneeling by his former master's side. Obi-Wan, it's me. It's Anakin. Don't move. So much blood. Too much blood. Jedi weren't immortal. Qui-Gon had told him that, then died to prove it. Lying in a crumpled heap, awkwardly twisted, half on his side, Obi-Wan blinked slowly. His eyes were clouded, unfocused. His right cheek was deeply split along the bone. Anakin. Anakin leaned closer, too afraid to touch Obi-Wan's burned, blood-stained hand. Don't talk. I'm going to call for help, okay? Anakin. I'm right here, he said, even as he stood and backed away to the airspeeder for his comlink. Don't worry, Obi-Wan. I'm right here. Obi-Wan groaned. Blast. I think I'm hurt. No kidding. Anakin cued the comlink to the temple's emergency frequency and activated it. This is Anakin Skywalker. I need Master Yoda. A mushy hiss, then...
Master Yoda is in an emergency council session and cannot be...
Get him now, you idiot! Do you hear me? Get him now! Sprawled on the rooftop, Obi-Wan stirred.
Temper, temper, Anakin. No need to shout.
Somehow, though it nearly killed him, Anakin managed to smile.
Don't be a spoilsport, Master. You know I like to throw my weight around.